You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. It is our pleasure to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz with the man that loved to play the drums, the late, great Chico Hamilton, along with his quintet in 1955, with the tune that epitomized his long career. Spectacular. His claim to fame was a series of quintets he led from 1955 to 65, and for his ability to be a talent scout. He was in L.A. while in high school, and he picked up the drums. From there, he went on to gig with some of the best cats in jazz of all time. Hamilton first played the drums while in high school with many fine young players: Dexter Gordon, Ilan H. Hockey, Charlie Mingus. And it was in 1966 that Chico started composing for commercials and the studios, and he disbanded that famous quintet. But he did continue leading a host of groups, playing music that ranged from avant-garde to erratic fusion and advanced hard bop, and that was his signature. In the 2000s, he received some quality brass to commemorate his legendary status, including the 2004 NEA Jazz Master Fellowship and many other of the sort. And it was on November 25th, 2013, that Chico left the world at the young age of 91, and he left it a richer, much cooler joint to jive in, for sure. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Majestic Steakhouse and the great Green Lady Lounge, right here in KCMO. Itching to give you another catalog of quality jazz licks from a host of the best in the jazz craft, past and present. We stick in the past here on this next one, and it features a duo that knew how to throw a musical punch: J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, with the 1954 song Funny Bone, live at Birdland.
Thank you.
That was a mesmerizing little tune there by the Hornheads with the song Pie Hole off their 1997 release called Five Heads Are Better Than One. What do you think there, John?
I was just sitting here thinking that in sort of the 90s genre of bands, that Pie Hole could have been the name for a group.
Well, yeah, let's just keep Courtney Love out of this for right now. What do you think? So the Hornheads, they were a very talented group of players. They've been together since 1991, racking up acclaim. They were on tour with the impeccably cool Prince and the New Power Generation from 91 to 94. They performed for over 2 million concert goers in 20 countries, and they've been a part of over 60 CD projects. You probably haven't heard of these guys, but I'm sure you have heard them. Something I say quite a bit, but that's the way jazz works. This next track by Dwayne Tatro is called Turbulence. So we go from the Pie Hole to Turbulence, but this tune's got Dramamine packed right in the middle of it.
Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Argentine pianist, composer, arranger, and also a conductor, Lalo Schifrin, with the 2005 song Paraphrase off a nice experimental album called Jazz Meets Symphony 6, and that was an appropriate title for a tune on that album. And he brings together a cool mix of the classic meets jazz style for a sound and an album that is welcome to the eardrums. His indoctrination into the jazz world is very cool. It was back in New York in 1960 when Dizzy Gillespie invited Lalo to fill the vacant piano chair in his quintet. He immediately accepted the offer and moved to New York City, and there, as we say in the business, the rest is history. This next tune on the show is what we call the 920 special. From Dempsey Wright, and He's All Right, and the band, back in 2005, the 920 special.
Thank you. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Your ears were not playing tricks on you. That was a jazzy rendition of Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun by multi-award-winning pianist and composer Chad Lawson off his 2006 album called Unforeseen. This North Carolina-born Steinway artist dreamed of being a musician since the age of five. After graduating from the Berklee College of Music in Boston, he went on to tour with Bobbik Reinhardt. Yeah, that was the son of legendary jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. What a way to get baptized in the jazz arts. And from there, he has racked up some good racket in the jazz universe, as you heard on the Black Hole Sun. This next cat knew jazz like no other. On the sax, here's Bobby Jasper with the tune Stuffy off the 2004 release called With Friends, and It's Anything But. Thank you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was one of the best trumpeters in the world of jazz, Jeremy Pelt, with the 2008 song Dreamcatcher. He started with the Mingus Big Band very early on, and from there, he has gone on to perform alongside Roy Hargrove's Big Band, the Village Vanguard Orchestra, and the Duke Ellington Big Band, and he is currently the member of the Lewis Nash Septet and the Cannonball Adderley Legacy Band. He's a good one. Moving on up the jazz ladder here in the modern realm, this is a good, playful little track here. Off the 2004 album From New Jersey, Joyzy. Here's Big Swing Face with the song Mutant Mosquitoes. We'll be right back. Again, that was a very talented and playful band called Big Swing Face off a 2004 album called Mutant Mosquito.
I'm still back at that one.
It's a great troupe of guys. It's Mutant Mosquitoes.
Teenage Mutant Mosquitoes.
From New Jersey. Watch out, New York. We're coming in. So we're going to end this show with a cat who has fostered some serious goodwill in the jazz world, and he's referenced quite a bit in interviews. Trombonist Wycliffe Gordon with the 1990 tune Frantic Flight. And that's almost what we were doing on this episode.
Yep.
Flying through the notes, which is the way to do it. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a leader of our frantic flying around here in the studio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
Tips in the jar in the corner. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you'd like to hear. We'd love to take your requests.
You get a chance, we could use a little heat in the apartment.
That's right. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. All the heat will work. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.